This is exactly right.
Adulting is hard, but it doesn't have to be impossible. If you want to hear more about ways you can actually live your best life, check out How to Be a Better Human.
Each week, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways you can improve your life.
This season on How to Be a Better Human, learn how thinking about death can actually make your life happier, why it's never too late to make a change, and more.
Find How to Be a Better Human wherever you get your podcasts.
You ever have those days where you just never get to shower or do the things that you'd like to do for your bod?
This is why I know I can never go camping. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Adult. This is Jordan Carlos, and I could never go camping. In fact, I don't even like to connect airplanes because that feels like camping for me. Anytime I have to use a public toilet more than like 2 times in a day,
No.
That's why every time I go to an airport bar, they're like, do you want 6 or 9 ounces of wine? I'm like, bitch, look at my face. You know, there aren't enough antibacterial wipes. Give me the 9 ounce. Just keep it coming. Act like it's a coffee cup in a diner at a truck stop.
Oh my
God. Are you serious? The worst thing, though, is getting a little bit too tipsy.
Mm-hmm.
The plane is delayed. And now you are tipsy and have to sober up on a plane? That's the motherfucking worst.
How's that possible?
It feels like you're living in Christmas Story.
Yes.
Like you're in the Christmas past and the present and the future, and you're just like, I just wanted a turkey to bring home for Christmas.
John Gabris gave me a edible once before I made a transcontinental flight. And
why?
Well, I thought it would be fine.
And?
It definitely was not. And so I basically saw God and my face melted. And then this lady was just like, she's like, are you okay? And all I could think to myself was, nobody loses their mind in Comfort Plus. That's what held it together. But I was sweating and I was like, I'll never do edibles again. Wrong.
Very wrong. But like, you need your own space, I think, if you're going to do edibles, because everything is so unpredictable in a plane. You don't know how high you're going to have to go to like pass the turbulence. Like, that's crazy. I will say, like, 2 plastic cups of wine, I'm ready to watch any movie and act like it's good. You can show me any horrible movie and I'll start crying. I was watching The Man Named Otto.
The Man Named Otto. Yes, yes, Tom Hanks. Yes.
Which is like, yeah, an old movie. It's a reboot, whatever. It's Tom Hanks. So, of course, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I cry, Jordan, people were asking me if I'm okay. The way I was sobbing, man, I was like, this is some residual shit.
He'll do it to you.
Won't he do it?
Yeah, won't he do it? Every time, 36,000 feet. That's the Tom Hanks effect, all right? People on the ground are like, I can live through this. Captain Phillips, not such a big deal.
Baby.
You put me up in the stratosphere, it's like, yeah, waterworks. And by the way, what's actually happening, have you read this? Psychologically, you're afraid of falling out of the sky, and that's why you're like at the seat of emotion and why March of the Penguins 2... Mo Marchin, that'll mess with your emotion. Yeah.
It really does. And plus, like, the stuff that's not supposed to be that funny is hilarious.
Yeah.
I really want to be like one of those people that have like all the screens out. They've got their phone, they've got their iPad, and they got their computer. There's always like a grid. They're always just like putting stuff in some sort of like what do you like? You don't have like 5 minutes to yourself, but being on a plane as a busy person, you really just feel like you have a good spot at Starbucks to do some work.
I'm impressed by them. Listen.
I'm impressed by you.
I'm impressed by you. I'm impressed also by our...
Oh my God, we're impressed.
I'm impressed by our next guest. Segway achieved.
Yes, we are mall cops. We have segways. Here we are. Okay, what I do love about our guest, she is wildly hilarious and unusually humble.
Yes.
For someone who is so talented that it just blows my mind.
Genuine.
And yes, ride that pony. And anyways, Sunita is the truth. She is kind. She is fun. She is smart. She is hilarious.
Why do you sound like Viola Davis right now? You is kind.
Yes.
You is smart.
I know. I'm like quoting the Poo Poo Pie movie. Great. Anyways, you guys. I hope you have so much fun listening to the rest of this episode, as much fun as Jordan is having right now.
I am.
So give it up.
Give it up for Sunita Mani. How can they give it up? Remember, we talked about this.
We did. We talk about it all the time.
Oh, that stays with me.
I like it. Don, your hair still braided?
Yep, just got them done yesterday. Fresh set.
What, you got a hat on the fresh set?
I got a little, you know.
Oh, you got a durag. Oh, you better keep it fresh.
Yeah. Well, the hat matches the shoes. You know what I'm saying?
I like it. I love that for you. I got my hair braided, what, three weeks ago?
The answer's in my eyes, and yes, it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago. But you look great.
Isn't he fucked up? No, I have to get my hair done. It sucks when you have to get your hair done, especially when it's like braided and it's just, you know, it just starts pulling, slipping and shit.
But it looks good. Your hair looks great. What? Doesn't her hair look good, everybody? Come on.
Oh, my God.
You need to quit. That was the right look. I know that you went to the Caribbean. That must have been nice.
I did. I took a vacation.
Yes.
I went to Grand Cayman Island, which is crazy because I'm not like an old rich white dude because that's where they go and hide their money. But there's this really great hotel called Palm Heights in Grand Cayman Island. They are not paying me money to do this shit. They should. But this is why I like it. You can go and not be a rich person and still feel rich. And it's one of those islands because my mom's from Jamaica, my dad's from Haiti. So, like, I love those places, but I can't go all the time. Thank you. I can't go all the time because I'm like, one, I can't bring two boxes of shit for everybody. Two, is it going to be safe? And so Grand Cayman, very safe. Also, the hotel is run by these really cute queer guys. It was wild being in the Caribbean and seeing, like, queer couples and families. I said, this is what it's supposed to fucking be.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
So Palm Heights, if you are queer or questioning or whatever the fuck you is and you want to go to the Caribbean and, like, shake whatever titties you got, Palm Heights, Grand Cayman was great. It was also nice being away with my husband. Like, having sex in a hotel room was great. You ain't got to clean anything up. You just walk away. Leave a little tip on the dresser. Come back. Oh, it was great. Plus, like, I realized, do you have any pictures of your kids in your bedroom?
Yeah.
I got to place them differently.
You got to turn them down. You got to turn them down. That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
They're on the wall.
I mean, oh, okay. Turn them around, right? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's kind of weird. But sex in hotel rooms is a little tough. You ever put that, like, sign out front? It's just like, do not disturb?
No, you better walk in and see this. No, I'm sorry. You better walk in and see this.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm okay with it. In fact, I keep it a little ajar.
Yo. I love every part of it. Okay. Good. Metaphorically. So tell me more. Like, what did y'all do? Like,
I don't know. You know what?
Did my y'all leave the room? Like, what happened?
My husband, he loves to, like, do activities and shit. And so he wanted to get, like, a wave runner. I said, no. He wanted to go snorkeling. I'm like, I'll wait for you. Like, you know, once in a while I'll do something, but it really was just like 3.5 days. So I was like, I'm going to sit and drink and eat and fuck and go home.
That could have been.
Is it Sunday school? What the fuck? See what happens when there's one bar open?
I just love that. That sounds like an amazing trap song. It's like eat and fuck. Ask her. And eat, and fuck,
hey,
and drink,
hey,
and screw.
Hey,
and
eat,
and
hey,
fuck,
hey,
and drink, and screw. We now write for rap shit. Okay.
It was very nice. Also, yeah. Like, doing a little edible in another country. Oof, that food tastes so good. You're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm actually going to the same place. I'm excited.
That's right.
Yeah.
Your wife going to go.
That's right.
I told him you're going.
That's the reason why I got a call, and they were like, we want you to do stand-up there. And I was like, okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they want me to do stand-up there.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
They didn't ask me that shit.
Yeah.
My, like, between the freckles and the back fat, I'm like, don't ask me shit. You know what I mean? Like, like, my work was finding a fucking bathing suit to look good. Stop. But that's so nice.
I know,
it's
I'm ready.
It's very fucking fun. I'm excited for you.
Oh, yes.
You know what? Here's the one thing in your fucking 40s.
Yeah.
And also in my late 30s. Every cocktail I order on vacation should come with a side of Tums. The fire between my tits. It was...
So bad?
it's so bad. People are doing shots. I'm like, huh? How you make that medicine go down? Honestly, can't swallow anything like that anymore.
Do you drink in the pool? Do you like to like drink in the, up the side of the pool, that kind of stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I like to sit on a noodle.
Yes, go on.
Yes.
And what about a flotation thing? Like, you like to float then?
We really should get some more show, but listen.
I know.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I work very hard. I never take a vacation.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't.
You need to take more.
Okay.
This is what this is about. This is a big intervention for you. We want you to, yeah.
Well, it could have been at a nicer place.
No, I was like, I saw your IGs. You were out there thriving. I was so happy for you. I was like, oh, look at her do it.
Yeah. There's this quote I always say, the tools that you need to survive won't be the tools you need to thrive. So it's like a different set of skills to like, you worked for it, now fucking figure out how to enjoy it like outwardly. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So like, vacations are new for me. I'm used to like bringing the kids on, taking care of them, bringing my parents, taking care of them. And so it was nice just to be like, I'll have the tuna crudo again. Yeah. I don't want the glass of rosé. Give me the fucking bottle. Vacation, oh, bitch.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Michelle.
Yes, Jordan.
All right, so we should get to our next guest. Our next guest.
Yes.
You might have seen her in Everything Everywhere All at Once. Perhaps you've seen
what?
That.
What? I've heard
other,
of it.
Yes. Among other things, please give it up for the very talented and amazing Sunita Mani.
Yay.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks.
Girl.
Hi.
What a get.
What is going on?
Not much. Just not much.
Not much at all? You're doing so much. Like,
I guess. Yeah. It's been like really up and down, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Up and down.
I'm in like a lull right now. A moment of rest.
Yeah.
Which is hard.
It's
kind of hard to like turn off.
It is. People don't realize when you're in this business, you have to always be on, always be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get an audition at 8 p.m. Please put yourself on tape tomorrow. It can fucking change your life. It's only 17 pages. Please do it now.
Memorize it all.
And then we fucking do it.
Yeah.
It's like an emotional tap dance. And you know what?
Yeah.
My knees are fucking tired. And so when there's nothing to look forward to, you're like,
yeah.
Oh, what do? I guess I just clean my closet again.
Exist? Yeah.
But yeah, there's always going to be something else too. And I feel like that's the great part and the terrible part about this business is that you never know what's going to happen.
Right. It's like a weird thing to make peace with.
Yeah. Mm. That's me when I get into the car with my kids. I never know how it's going to go.
Yeah.
I'm also a catastrophizer. You guys, I'm fine. You want to be friends with a catastrophizer because we've already thought about everything before it even fucking happens, okay?
You're a good mom, then.
Like, yeah.
What I'm hearing.
I'm driving over the White Stone Bridge with two little ones in the back. If some fucking fuckface fucking does something, how am I going to get both of them out of the fucking car seats while we're going down? Bitch, I think I'm fine.
Sounded like you said, I'm fun. I'm also fun. It's like amazing to have healthcare in the union, but if you don't work, you lose your healthcare. Like, it's kind of crazy. Like,
that's really, it is crazy.
It's hitting me in this like lull where you're just like, yeah, you want to take it in and you want to be like, rest is okay. And I want to work on other things and like live my life. And then you're like, wait, I also want to go to the doctor and like, I need health insurance. That's a weird thing.
Yeah. When you're an artist, it feels like you eat what you kill. You have to keep making money in order to, you know, have the ability to go to the doctor. But I was just in Canada, and I saw this. I remember one day I saw a 50-year-old man with a skateboard. He was definitely kicking 50 in the ass. And I was like, that man has universal health care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and they complain up there. They're just like, we have to wait for hours to see a doctor. I'm like, you don't have to pay. What the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
We have to wait to earn money to see a doctor, asshole. You know, like, they have it so good up there, folks.
They do. And the air is better. Can't stop breathing.
And I feel like, in that respect, you can't stop dancing. Like, you have to keep entertaining. You have to keep grinding in order to make it happen. So do you feel like afraid to rest, or do you feel like you need to be like nose to grindstone? Like, what are you going to do? Are you going to actually rest, sit in that moment?
It's really hard. I'm like trying to, but also I'm trying to like take it as a gift. How often do I get to think about my future or like long-term plans? Yeah. I do feel like we're also thinking about the next thing or like that next audition that's going to change your life, but it's to zoom out too and not just think so, what's the word? Micro, I guess?
Sure.
It's like kind of not think about myself so much and just try to like be a little more spaced out in time in a way, you know? Like,
so mushrooms?
So like, do you have time to watch shows that you've done? Like, I loved you in Glow.
Oh.
So thank good.
So thank good. Thank you. I don't really rewatch my stuff.
Have you seen yourself in Glow?
I mean,
you're,
when it came
pretty
out.
Great.
Very good.
Oh,
you're very
my God.
Good.
It's like hard to rewatch for
you know
me
what?
To watch
we,
myself.
We have, I believe we have an actor / director that was also in Glow in the audience.
Oh, we do. We do in the audience.
Kimmy Gatewood.
The voice of Kimmy Gatewood.
Yes, also in Glow.
The one and only Kimmy Gatewood, everybody.
Kimmy yes. Gatewood.
Absolutely.
Rosenblatt.
Yeah. We've got the entire cast is here.
Hey, you guys. Good to see you.
This is your life. No, when I look back at that moment in time, Glow, like especially like the female-led shows like Orange is the New Black and then like later Tales in the City, not so female-led, but you get it like very diverse. Like other platforms just weren't doing shit like that. Like I remember watching so Glow special. Growing up.
Yes.
I remember.
Yes.
Yeah, I age well, but I remember watching that shit.
You did?
And to see people I know and love out there doing it, it felt like you guys were actually doing your stunts?
Yes. Yeah, it was so fun. We had like 3-ish weeks of wrestling training before we would start
The wedgies
shooting.
Alone.
The wedgies alone. And they were like, we could freely pick them. It was amazing.
Yes.
We were like queefing
Snip
everywhere.
Your finger.
It was
yes.
so good. Yeah, it was like clown school. It was like acting training in this grand like Greek theater kind of way because I didn't like really go to acting school, but to like have a wrestling coach, Chavo Guerrero Jr., like legend, a gasp in the audience of recognition, yes, legend,
okay.
teach us like how to take up space was so like everything was a metaphor about how to like live your life. Like you
yeah.
can have this little superhero inside and like beam this confidence and fall and get back up and fail and people support you. Like so much trust and so much like intimacy and like hands in your vagina in like the best way. It was so
yes.
nice.
My favorite.
Can I just say, when you were saying like shooting that, it's set in 1985 based on this like
yeah.
original wrestling
yeah.
league, the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, but shooting it in 2016 and like being on set, Kimmy will remember this, when the election results were rolling in.
Oh, fuck.
And we were shooting a wrestling match between Liberty Bell and the
yeah, like
Russian
a
character.
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
Zoya and Liberty Bell, like, that was happening. That was just, like, happening
yeah.
in real
on
life.
Set
yeah.
in fiction
yeah.
while we were just, like, watching in, like, leotards with our ass hanging out and, like, glitter and eyelashes just watching, like, every state roll in, like, red
oh,
and it just
no.
being, like, what is happening? Like, 1985 on top of 2016
yeah.
was just this really meta experience, but like we were in the bubble of it being okay, the feminists like
yeah.
bubble protecting each
yeah.
other, and it was just like so uplifting and so, you know,
I would have taken that frustration out in a leotard and a wedgie,
right? And we got to exactly
yeah.
it was amazing it
yeah
was,
like, I love that. Oh my goodness,
really empowering.
Oh,
one clap.
I know. No, it's fine, it's fine. We were just talking about vacations. Have you and your man gone somewhere
together? Oh, yes.
LOL.
Well, he's always traveling.
He's always
yeah,
traveling,
we're
and,
always
and then you're
kinda,
always, yeah.
Yeah, but our latest trip together was to India, which he had never been, and I hadn't been in, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a double date, my parents, and just, like, me and Kenny and my parents.
Oh, my goodness.
I have 2 older siblings, so it wasn't, like, just the 2 of us and me and Kenny.
What nationality is your husband?
Aryan cowboy.
I'm sorry,
white.
Did you say Aryan cowboy?
Aryan cowboy.
I'd never watch that match.
I know that strain. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
He's from
Denver
the West.
Denver White.
Oh, ooh. Got you.
Pioneer to run from our tornado.
Mile High White.
No, he's
I got
here.
Him. Okay.
He's here.
He's here?
I think. Yeah, he's here. He should be, unless he left. Oh, he's sitting next to Kimmy Gatewood. Kenny Warren in the house.
He's a jazz musician, right?
That's right.
Right?
You did your research.
That's
Jordan.
So cool. No, I knew that because you and I had
we're
a conversation.
We're actually friends, yeah.
We're actually friends.
Not that we aren't.
And we had a conversation.
I've been occupied.
No, I'm just kidding. I thought it was burned in my brain because it was the most romantic way to meet somebody, which was like at Barbess over here. And like he was playing like whatever instrument he plays.
What is it, a clarinet?
I wish I could do a...
Does he play trumpet?
I wish I could do a clarinet impression. It's the trumpet.
I mean, that's so cool. I would love to be on a fire escape in a muscle shirt playing trumpet.
Oh my God.
But like, you know, that's
that's not all of, what it's like.
Not all
living
of us are Chet Baker.
Him.
You know what I mean? Look at this guy. Yeah. All right, so that's really beautiful. And so you met when he was
playing. Did he take the trumpet to India?
Yes. And here's the thing. He brought it on our honeymoon. We have a third in the relationship, and her name is Trumpet. But no, it was beautiful because it's such a like cultural connection to any like to everyone and everything. It was amazing. There's like a video I have of him just like playing the trumpet on the roof of like
roll
my cousin's house. Roll that beautiful bean footage. My little cousins were just like so excited and into it, and it was very sweet. It was like a very nice bringing
so cool.
together.
I love that. We're gonna answer some questions now, and I feel like this is
okay.
this
Do
one's
I get
for
to
you.
Read it?
Yeah, you read it.
Where the hell are all these hot Brooklyn people finding their clothes?
I thought that was
That's a
good question.
A great
there's
question.
More. Whenever I go thrifting, I have no luck.
Oh.
How do I be stylish? Wow.
Right.
Oh, boy. There's a lot.
Right. That
sounds like we've covered
it. Part of the question. But I think sometimes going to a neighborhood where like wearing vintage or whatever it is isn't fashionable, then going to those thrift stores is more helpful because the people have passed him up. What I'm trying to say is go to Bay Ridge.
You're going
and,
to Bay
got a lot
you know
of
like
stuff.
The B think, places, not the A places?
I love my friends that are stylish and I ask them to come with me or I'll send them pictures in the dressing room or I'll like legit go to Pinterest or IG influencers because it really is about your body shape too, right? And like what you feel comfortable wearing. Yeah, I like to hit people up. Take your friend that's very fashionable.
Yeah, I've always been like a weirdo. I used to like cut neck holes out of pillowcases and armholes and like...
Yes.
I think like Dobby the Elf did that in Harry Potter.
I love it.
I was like, I love these pillowcases that we have in our... This is like high school. I would like make my own clothes.
Really?
I don't know. I've always been really into like fashion stuff.
I love that. Making your own.
You know who did that too? Jennifer Lopez.
Really?
Yeah.
And look at her.
Empire.
Okay. This question is, how can we bring the spice back with 3 kids in a small space, opposite work schedules, and no babysitter? It's not going to happen.
I hate to tell you, but
what do you think, Michelle? No babysitter, 3 kids already. You had a good time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You did it. You got where you are.
That's hard.
Now you're just living.
3 in the city? That is wild. Where do you put 3 children in the
just
city?
Just like on top of each other.
Put them in the
playground.
Yeah.
Can you do a quickie while they're like watching...
Paw Patrol?
Moana? I don't know.
Yeah.
Or like, can you bring a friend over?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, okay. Oh, hey. To watch the kids.
What is wrong with
you? You just said, can you bring a friend over? End of sentence. I was like, okay.
I was about to finish.
I got you. Go ahead.
She had ellipses.
Yeah, like a friend or a cousin. I think you got to split them up, right? That's a lot. The 3 kids is a lot for the one person.
It is. Is it like totally crazy to talk to your kids and tell them what's up? Like, we have to.
Actually,
you guys need to take care of yourselves. The peanut butter and the jelly are on the table. We need 45 minutes. I don't know. 30 minutes.
Tops.
I don't know.
30,
what?
That's dreaming. 30. That's dreaming.
45
that's
for the cuddle. With a shower.
Yeah,
I got shit to do.
Yeah.
We have to take a long shower.
Long shower.
We have to take a long shower.
Me and...
Can you also tell the kids like, straight up?
Be careful if you want to fuck. You might have the fourth.
Very good point.
Absolutely. Good question. Great question. I think what you do in that instance, I say playdate. Like, that's like the
take
best
him
way to
Jordan's
go.
Take Jordan's house.
Yeah. I'll throw them in the basement. They'll watch Moana. It'll be great. And you can go bang and have another kid.
Okay, here's the next question. What's the line between being a supportive friend and stopping them from making a big mistake?
Oh, my God. When you can see the train wreck just happening, just barreling off.
God. I mean, I think it's...
there.
If it's physical, like if it's physical, then I'm going to step in. But I feel like, you know, it's like watching your kids jump off of something they're not supposed to, right. You know, for like the fourth time. You know what I mean? It's like, well, that's part of their journey, too.
Right.
And what will be great is to lend them your ear for the next year because they're going to really have to process that shit.
Yeah. Have you ever had to like jump on a grenade and like just tell a friend like jump, there's grenades. And you jump on them.
That tone, Jordan. Do it again.
Jump on a grenade. Like,
thank you.
You know,
do you have a grenade
the
sound
effect? The substitute teacher tone.
Oh my gosh. I guess we just need footnotes. All right, so have you ever had to step in and just say, like...
I feel like there's one... I, like, couldn't hide it. Like, I didn't have a poker face or whatever. Like, I couldn't be the friend who was going to listen for the next year. And I was just like, no, bad. Like, I've had that experience once. And that was kind of... That was the one. And I feel like I'm going to step off. You know,
I'll just
be chill and let the train wreck happen and be there.
Yeah.
Kinda. Because what happens too is like when it's that toxic and you step in, then all of a sudden you're the new thing in their relationship.
Yes.
And you're the new thing to blame. And it's just
where
like,
where were you?
I was at the Bell House, bitch. Yeah. I think it's just better for people to like figure it out and just to be there. You know?
Tough love.
I'll be there to buy you a round.
Good friend.
Okay, last question.
This is in pink, just to let you know, this pen is pink. How long do you date someone, as in go on dates, until you have the conversation about becoming their boyfriend? Mm-hmm. Ooh, relatable question.
Did you write that question?
Relatable question.
Very excited.
Oh, yeah, they're hyping up their own question. Wow! What
totally
a good question.
Wait, I'm sorry, I was so distracted. Can you ask that question again?
Yes. Now that it's not a cold read, I'll go faster. How long do you date someone, as in go on dates, until you have the conversation about becoming their boyfriend?
Ooh, that's a... Yeah. I don't know. Don?
I feel like it should be almost like just an understanding.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, I think if you have to have a conversation... I think if you go, like, on two or three dates, and you have to have a conversation about what are we or... Yeah, just go somewhere
else. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
People have opinions.
Okay.
You better get it right, Don. You better get it right. It cannot be organic. You have to have 9 dates and on the 10th, like a punch card.
I will say, you can't assume that someone is down like you're down. Like, people have different definitions
Definitely.
Of what being in a relationship is, right? So I feel like if you are on a third date and you guys are calling each other, like, up top and at the bottom of the day, if you're texting each other, like, pictures of your food or some shit... You know what I mean? Like, after the third day, if you feel like, ooh, we really like each other, like, have a little conversation. But honestly, I'm not Steve Harvey. I can't fucking tell you that. You know what I mean? Like, definitely after you have sex, please don't be booed up with someone and not know what they feel like.
Right.
That's crazy.
10 dates is a lot. That's a lot of dates.
Does it say 10 dates?
I think it said, like, how many dates?
Where's the number?
Just how many?
No number. Just like, 10? You've been going on dates, and how long do you wait until you have that conversation?
Do it now. If you're feeling it, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
If you're feeling it, do it.
Just get out. Do it right at this show.
I'll tell you this. Yes. The second time I saw my husband, then boyfriend, we weren't even, like, boyfriend, girl. We didn't even put that shit on it because it was supposed to be one-night stand, like...
Yeah.
He went back to Amsterdam. It was like months later, and I was like, okay, I'm going to take this trip to come see you because you asked, but I'm going to bring my best friend that's a guy. We're going to share a hotel room. He's my big brother. You better be comfortable with it. Like, I was putting all these fucking reasons for him not to be into it. And at the end of it, 7 days later, I was like, this is crazy. You are my world.
Aww.
And
that's so sweet. It's the feeling.
Yeah, and he's like, oh my God, me too. I'm like, do you love me?
Wow. Putting it out there, though.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah. And he said, I have feelings of love towards you.
Which is a beautiful gesture.
I said, that's not good enough. You live in Amsterdam, I'm in New York. You know, I said, do you love me? And he's like, I definitely have feelings of love towards you. And I say, you have to say it. He's like, are you making me say it? And I'm like, yes. And so he said it. And it's 15 years later.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
You gotta tell these motherfuckers sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you have to
call
the situation.
They know, you gotta tell these motherfuckers sometimes. And that's okay. It's a safe space. You love me.
Right.
You're never gonna do any better. It's the best.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Air horn!
Yes. Air horn! That's right.
You have to try. You have to try, I think. You know, with my wife, I gave it time. Not like the number of dates, but like time. And after like 3 months, I was like, I love you. And then she dumped me. And then I bought a car that I couldn't drive because it was stick. And then she taught me how to drive stick.
Wow.
And
I bet she did.
She did. I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about actual clutches. And so we got back together that way. So, I mean, I'd say just
did
give
y'all
it a
do it in the car?
It's like very cramped. It's not what you think it's going to be like in the movies. You know what I mean? You're like, yes.
Parking brake.
Yeah, that's a
like,
break.
It's
in my
major. Yeah.
Butthole. And then, but not in a fun way. All right. So, the point is.
What is the point?
The point is you have to try. You have to say something. You have
yes.
to take a risk.
Yes.
No risk, no
take
reward.
Take a chance, take a chance.
You know,
take
you can't really, like, say, what's the weather report going to be on
thank
another
you,
of days?
Roker.
You know, like,
that
you have to
right.
just, like, take a stab and
good
see if it happens.
Advice.
Even if you do get dumped, guess what? You can
now
get
you
back
know.
Together. It can happen, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit happens. Thank you.
Laughing at the advice.
You know what we forgot? So
most
we
of the time.
We ask all our guests,
yes.
what's the most adult thing you want to do for yourself that you haven't done yet?
Oh, God, yeah.
Spotlight's on you.
Okay, that I haven't done yet. I yep. will just say, looking into the tax credits for leasing an electric vehicle. That's, like, really
that's
adult
good.
To me. Like, buying a car, an electric one, for yeah. the environment.
Yeah.
I've never bought a car before.
Where do you plug one in New York City?
And that's really where I'm starting. That's the big question. We don't have a garage or a house. But what if I just went to Whole Foods regularly?
Yeah.
And yeah. made it my own house, like parking lot?
Yeah.
In 5 years, it'll work out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
the infrastructure will be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see what you write.
Oh, thank you.
In this time, it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be
dope.
I'm excited
about it.
And,
yeah, hopefully
oh, my God, everything
it.
Everywhere all at once. Sorry,
yes.
I forgot to ask. How the fuck was?
It was amazing. And it was like the last day before the pandemic shut down. We were stuffing like hot dog fingers in our mouths, being like, is this safe? And then the pandemic happened.
Damn.
It's so funny how, like, every job is almost linked to, like, what's happening in the world.
It's so true.
You know what I mean?
It really is.
Yeah.
It's, like, the script of your life. Yeah.
Did you go to the Oscars?
I didn't.
Okay.
That's okay. I mean, I'm, like, those are, like, some of my best friends. I'm so, so thrilled for them, the
yeah.
Daniels.
Yeah. yeah.
And a lot of the cast. So it's, yeah, I was just, like...
Were you in a Little John video?
I was. Same directors.
Same director, Zach.
Turned down for what
yeah.
music video?
Are you a video hoe?
I had to tell that to my now husband. I was like, when we were dating, he
yeah.
was like showing me videos, like music videos he liked, like rap videos. And I was like, there's something you should know about. And I had to show him this video because it's like really popular. And people would like, not people, teens. Teenagers uh-huh. would stop me on the street and be like, yo, you dope! And it was so validating and so cool.
What were you doing in the video?
Oh, I was like twerking violently. It's this ridiculous video where my only salvation is to violently like twerk my ass on this other character in the video.
Yeah. Because so... there's no reason to turn down.
Is that how you, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no other way.
Yeah. For
really?
What, you know?
Yeah.
Give me a reason. Like, this
what, are
crowd
turn, what are you gonna turn down for?
What can huh? she do? Sunita, everybody!
Sunita Money!
Thank you.
Oh, what a
oh,
show.
Oh, boy.
I'm so mad at you.
I did it naturally. I didn't even.
It sounds like we just came off Splash Mountain or something. Like, whoa.
We are so ready. Listen, you guys. That was a very fun show.
That was a very fun show. We learned a lot about Sunita. She's just a very authentic person.
You know what somebody told me on set one time? We were like in between setups where you like move camera angles. And yes. So we had about 17 to 20 minutes sure. of downtime. And I went to my showrunner immediately. I'm like, should we rewrite this scene for next week or whatever? She's like, take a break. And I'm like, no, I want to be productive. And one of the executives from A24 said, breaks can be productive. Mm. And that blew my motherfucking mind. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, what happens when we are just allowed to sit, oof. You know, just sit in our own space and our thoughts and like, what the fuck can we come up with? And I remember Michaela Cole saying, when did she win a BAFTA? I don't remember what award she won for mm-hmm. I May Destroy You, but she said that she unplugged, truly yeah. unplugged, went away. And she was like, the things that come up when you are quiet are the things that will be important to share in Hollywood, in New York, you know, if you've got a hustle around your job, mm-hmm. but you really forget that you have this brain, right?
yeah.
And you part. Have memories, you have core memories and you have wishes and wants. You forget how to enjoy them, how to see them through. And so when Sunita was talking about writing and it's a world that she's creating and she doesn't know, on the outside looking in, I was very excited for her because I know that yeah. space. But when you're in the eye of the storm, it's fucking scary as shit. Because you're like, well, them commas in the bank account don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But really trusting that you have everything you need and you could always clip some coupons. Well, yeah, it might just work the fuck out.
I appreciated it. It was very yeah. refreshing.
It was.
Because she has so much going on. I was like, thank you for that.
Yeah.
I see her and her success. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to be all right. Yeah.
Wait, Everywhere. What is it, the name of the movie again?
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yeah. I wrote a joke about that movie for the WGA.
I remember.
Yeah. If Everything, Everywhere was all at once, why was that shit 3.5 hours? Ayo!
Hey, bop, 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 bop.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for hanging with us. What a crazy, wild episode. Sorry if we laughed too much. Sorry if there was air horn. Just yeah. kidding. You're welcome, motherfuckers. Have a good evening. The froze ain't gonna make itself. Gotta go.
This has been an Exactly Right production.
Our senior producer is Jiha Lee.
Our associate producer is Alex Chi.
This episode was mixed by John Bradley.
Our guest booker is Patrick Kottner.
Additional production support from Hannah Kyle Crichton.
Theme song and live show DJing is by Don Will.
Our live show producer is Marianne Ways.
Artwork by Jamie Bechtel.
Photography by Gijs Vandermost.
Executive produced by Karen Kilgariff, Georgia Hardstark, and Danielle Kramer.
Follow the show on Instagram at AdultingThePod.
Email your questions to adultingquestions@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Follow Adulting with Michelle Buteau and Jordan Carlos on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, rate and review the show and visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase adulting merch.